On the line with us, we got George Stefanich, who is the CEO for Gold Lantern. We've looked at the Blue X watch. George, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We were really excited about the Blue X. As a matter of fact, when we had Jim Barry in for the Consumer Electronics Association and showed this on the television segment, I've never received more email about a product wanting to know, what was that? What does it do? How do I get it?
We've seen that level of enthusiasm. It's quite a product. We tried to bundle a lot in a small footprint, as you can see there from the demonstration that Jim Barry showed. And I think you've had this piece on your own TV show, too.
Yes, we ended up showing it last week. Tell us, who is that product designed for?
Consumers who happen to possibly be sports enthusiasts, for example. People who may want to take a ruggedized type of MP3 player with them when they're either running or at the gym. Or in some other kind of sports activity. The watch is, as you know, Andy, has a rubber strap. It's very ruggedized. It has the metallic bezel on it. So it's very shock resistant, I should say. It's actually water resistant too. And that in the combination with the Bluetooth stereo headset, we feel unties people from wires, and when you're doing any kind of sports activity, it always seems the wires are even more of a nuisance than in general. These are very good kinds of products for the traveler as well. I find it to be a nuisance to have to reach into my bag that might be in the overhead compartment above when the pilot has the do not get up from your seat light flashing all over the place. And with your Bluetooth MP3 watch on your wrist and your headset, you can easily start listening to music just as soon as it's safe to. So it's another nice feature to have.
Now, one thing I liked about the headsets is they're very comfortable. Can you purchase these headsets by themselves from Gold Lantern?
Yes, you can. As a matter of fact, you can go to our website at www.goldlantern.com. If you look under Bluetooth Solutions, you'll find the headset listed under the G-Lite Premier. And you'll also find the watch and the headset bundled together under the GL Bluetooth watch. And there's also, I might add, a women's watch as well. So there's a style that's kind of Omega-ish looking, I suppose, that women can use. It's a little bit more dressier. But women can certainly use that when they're stepping out or when they're at the gym or when they're running.
How does somebody control the watch? If they're listening to the music, how do they select their music that they want to listen to, and how do they get it into the watch?
Right. Well, there's a little USB port on the left-hand side of the watch, a little plug. It actually looks like it's we try to be aesthetically pleasing to the eye, so it looks like it's part of a dial on the watch, but that actually hides a Bluetooth, a USB port where you can connect to your computer. And the way that looks to your computer is your watch ends up looking like a USB flash drive. And so you could actually store not only music, but you could store documents on there as well. So it's like carrying around a mini flash drive. But once you load your MP3 files into that device and you pair it to your headset, there's a sequence to doing. That's relatively simple. It takes under 2 minutes to do, and you only have to do that one time. You can start playing music right away. There's two ways of, you can control the music, first of all, by hitting a button. There's a little button on the left that acts as a play button, and then there's two buttons on the right that will either advance to the next song or rewind to the previous song. You can also hold down one of the buttons and it will increase the volume, and if you hold down the other button for a period of time, it will decrease the volume. You could also increase and decrease the volume directly from the headset, and you could also advance to the next song from the headset as well.
I understand, too, you could also record a quick voice announcement or a comment, and it would actually be stored in the watch.
That's right. That's right. You can do voice recordings. So the headset has a microphone built into it, and it's a fully functional cellular headset. So not only will it pick up your voice if you want to record onto the watch, which, as you pointed out, you can do just quite nicely for a quick voice memo to yourself. But you could also have that headset paired to your cell phone. And the advantage of that is you could use it standalone, by way of using it strictly with your cell phone, or you could use it in tandem or in combination with the watch too. So if, let's say you're listening to music, and a call comes in, it will mute the watch, it will mute the music on the watch, allow you to take the call on the cell phone. Let's say you're done with that call, you can hang up and then you can go right back to listening to music on the watch. So
wow,
it's a very nice integrated solution.
Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of people will comment about Dick Tracy. Gold Lantern has actually taken that a step further with a product that you're actually using right now.
Yeah, that's right. I'm actually talking to you on our cellular phone watch. This is a fully functional GSM cellular phone watch. It's an unlocked device, so that means that you could take any SIM card from either AT&T or T-Mobile and pop it right into the device. I have also happened to be talking to you on one of our G-Lite Bluetooth headsets as well. So now I could talk to you on the headset, or I could just talk directly into the mic, and there is also a speaker on the phone as well. So either way, I could use it with Bluetooth or without Bluetooth. You know, it really is truly a fully functional phone. It's more than just a gadget because, there again, you know, most of us, you know, will always be searching for our cell phone. Oh, I left it upstairs, or I left it in my car, or, you know, somewhere else. And, you know, with something like this that attaches itself to your wrist, I mean, it's pretty much with you wherever you go. And when you run out the door, you don't have to worry, oh, geez, I left my cell phone at home. So yeah, it's very fully functional. It's a tri-band phone, which means it will work here in the United States as well as abroad in Europe. It has a little 1.3 touchscreen on it, and it also comes with a little mini stylus. It's a very nice-looking piece. I mean, a lot of it just so happens to be that these days the fashion industry is coinciding with the consumer electronics industry. A lot of the watches these days have bigger faces, just, you know, all around in general, big as in these days on the watches. And so I wouldn't consider this to be a huge device that you strap to your wrist, but it almost looks like any other kind of fashion-oriented piece that you'd probably expect to find at, you know, higher-end, upscale retail and retail boutiques. So it's an analog-looking display. You press it once, it becomes an analog display. You press it twice, and it's a phone. You can see the power bar and the power signal and all that kind of stuff, the little Bluetooth icon that comes up. Our cell phone watch is going to be released here at CTIA in April, and it will be for sale in and around the April time frame. We think that we'll get a lot of attention and attraction, again, for people who are looking for that unlocked, unique phone that also can be a fashion piece with the watch function.
Any interest so far from carriers that may want to carry this and do a two-year deal on it?
We're talking to several of the carriers, and I can't discuss exactly, you know, what we talk about. But suffice to say that there's a lot of interest in this product from a number of the carriers.
Well, we'll definitely be sharing some of the information from the big convention the end of March, beginning of April. And we look forward to checking out some of the other products that you have at Gold Lantern. I mean, my wife was kind of raving about the Bluetooth keyboard you have. You also have picture frames.
Yeah, we have a whole line of digital picture frames from 5-inch to 15-inch. And what we're doing with a lot of our digital picture frames and the what you'll see coming out here shortwith, I should say, is that we're going to include FM radio in our digital picture frames. So if you want to listen to music on your picture frame, you can do that as well as listening it through standard MP3 files. Also, we'll be integrating HD FM radio in there as well.
Nice.
So if you haven't heard HD radio, it's gonna knock your socks off when you're listening to it on your digital picture frame. And we're also including Bluetooth in certain models. So that means that you can take some external Bluetooth stereo speakers and then beam that music from your digital picture frame to your stereo speakers that might be 3 feet or up to 30 feet away from you. And we're also looking at integrating Wi-Fi so that you can receive pictures from the Internet. And I think we'll be probably one of the only guys out there that actually have Bluetooth and Wi-Fi integrated into a digital picture frame. Again, another option is to be able to take your images from your cell phone and push them directly to your digital picture frame a la Bluetooth.
Great.
So very, very excited about these kinds of products, and I would look for the Bluetooth and Wi-Fi capability a little bit later this year, but the standard digital picture frames are out right now. And one of the more exciting prospects is to actually use that as an Internet appliance. And that's all I'll say about that for right now.
There you go. Well, we're looking forward to that. And hopefully, I love HD radio. I think that's great. Love FM radio. But I think Wi-Fi radio is just around the corner as being, something that's going to explode in the next couple of years. So maybe we'll see some of that integration as well.
Yeah, well, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth together.
Yeah.
We're going to put both of those in our digital picture frame. So with the Bluetooth, you'll be able to, as I said before, you'll be able to use the Bluetooth stereo speakers. You'll be able to take your Bluetooth cell phone and transfer images to your digital picture frame. With Wi-Fi, you'll be able to take pictures off the Internet, but you'll also be able to use that Internet frame to browse the Internet through Wi-Fi as well, using a lightweight web browser.
That'd be great. George, thanks so much for coming on the show, telling us about Gold Lantern. Give us a website address so our listeners can check that out.
It's www.gold.com. Lantern, that's GOLDLANTERN.com.
Great deal, George. Thanks.
Thank you, Andy, for having me on the program. Appreciate it.